Hello friends. How are you today? My name is Soham. Thank you so much for tuning in to Medical Technology Today. We're talking today about drug industry medical technology. This podcast is sponsored by Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is an artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker, which lets you share your content with the world. Let's face it. Most people today have attention deficit disorder. All the Adderall in the world won't cause them to sit down and read your boring quote-unquote content. They may, however, choose to listen to your content while doing other things. For example, while driving, working out at the gym, while running, or while sitting on the toilet. So make your content easy to consume. Visit www.podbot.ai today. Okay, let's get to it. With such dynamic practice, the use of technology in the pharmaceutical industry is not expected to die out anytime soon. From improving access to vital medical and patient information to improving patient care, technology can help pharmacies increase the efficiency of their day-to-day operations. The potential benefits are not the only thing driving the adoption of technologies in the pharmaceutical industry. Federal legislation also plays a role in the increasing adoption of pharmaceutical technologies. The digitized industry is entering the healthcare market with innovations that have the potential to transform the way people are cared for. At the heart of this transformation is the rise of the digital pharmacy industry and its impact on the healthcare system. The way medicines are prescribed, delivered, and regulated, both in the US and abroad, is changing rapidly. Customer groups demand the same level of digital services as in other industries. Practitioners and payers expect solutions that use digital innovations to increase efficiency and quality of healthcare services. Cooperation is likely to play an important role in the pharmaceutical industry in the coming years, as a number of trends are emerging. Pharmaceutical companies face the possibility that some parts of their business could be disrupted by new entrants, while others will be suitable for traditional business models for many years to come. And new technologies are slowly being introduced and used in healthcare, revolutionizing the pharmaceutical industry. The care industry is ahead of digital trends, but not necessarily good. It is known for its use of these technologies. As processes become increasingly automated and digitalized, we must use the latest and best technologies, otherwise we risk being left behind. There are medical technology and pharmaceutical businesses that are increasingly appearing in the news, announcing the added value of medicine. What is the real value of medical devices in the pharmaceutical industry and how will this change in the future? Pharmaceutical and medical technology companies will use these opportunities to quickly establish themselves as pioneers and innovators in the industry. What should medical technology and pharmaceutical companies focus their attention on? On the other hand, digital medicine represents an opportunity for medical technology companies that depend on traditional diagnostics and manufacturing to integrate digital solutions in their products in a limited way. The growing potential of developing countries is also a threat to generic manufacturers, who are able to develop new medicines for a wide range of diseases such as cancer, diabetes, heart disease, and diabetes. India, the pharmaceutical industry is in the early stages of discovering and developing new drug targets for increasingly complex diseases, which means that industry must use innovative technologies that help it drive innovation and make it competitive and compliant. A key focus for pharmaceutical companies is to introduce an integrated data integrity information technology platform, including Chromeleon chromatography data software, to help them meet regulatory requirements and increase laboratory productivity. Given the need to reduce costs through efficiency optimization and to meet regulatory requirements for conducting studies in India, such as the Food and Drug Administration and the National Institutes of Health, they have introduced a number of innovative solutions for data integrity and data management. Failure to comply with these rules has led to warnings to leading pharmaceutical companies, which have damaged the image of the brand and its sales. Companies in the medical device sector share the difficulties faced by the biotechnology and pharmaceutical sectors, such as the astronomical costs associated with research and development. However, many large medical technology companies are innovation-averse and opt instead to follow existing technology models. While innovation can be risky for large companies, it can also be beneficial for small startups that want to be absorbed by the big players in the sector. With connections to major international markets, companies have the opportunity to develop and manufacture the next generation of medical devices, such as artificial intelligence and machine learning, that will shape the future of healthcare. Medical technology companies need to adopt new technologies and innovations in order to be world leaders in this field in the long term. The Center for Transformative Innovation and Swinburne University used a variety of information sources for their report, including data from the Australian Bureau of Statistics, the Australian Taxation Office, the Australian Tax Administration, the Australian Department of Finance and the National Institute of Health and Medical Research. The CTI report uses a novel method to access corporate and corporate financial data, such as business statements and BA, collected from business statements provided to us by the Canadian Tax Authority in the US and Australia, as well as business statements and BA for the UK, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, South Africa, the UK, United Arab Emirates, Spain, Sweden, Switzerland and Canada. The report analyzes the impact of this data on the global medical technology industry, particularly medical device companies, and was produced by CTI of SW Inburns University. This is all for today, guys. My name is Soham and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of Medical Technology and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye-bye.